In the familiar medieval legend, Faust, cultured and successful, is nevertheless dissatisfied with his life, leading him to make a pact with the devil, exchanging his soul for unlimited knowledge and worldly pleasures. He sells his soul. Perhaps we've witnessed such a sale in real life. One abandons their values or morals in return for some deeply desired benefits, usually love or power or money. In such a scenario, one seems ready and willing to do anything to get what they want. Such shameless activity by some has made, for example, the current political landscape in Washington shameful and despicable. While it's easy to spot and judge notorious examples of soul selling, we may miss how we ourselves may be guilty of surrendering at least a corner of our souls, those instances when we've compromised our core values for advancements at work, or when we've allowed a great love / obsession to become the be-all and end-all in our life, or when an addiction has owned us. It's likely that there are parts of us that belong to something or someone other than Christ. That we sometimes rely on something or someone to satisfy us in a way that only God really has the capacity to do. We cannot belong to a lover, a spouse, a son, a daughter, or a pet. We cannot belong to a job, a career, an office, or a sport. We cannot belong to a law, a doctrine, or a teaching. We cannot belong to resentment or grief. We belong to Christ. When another stumbles, Christ steadies and sustains us. When anyone or anything fails us, Christ holds us close. Only by belonging to Christ, being bound to Christ, are we free.